In the beginning of their school day and on a daily basis since last September, around 600 displaced Palestinian students from primary through secondary grades line up with greetings and speeches before they start their school day at the Horizon Sun Temporary Tent School in the fish-fresh coastal area to the south of the Gaza Strip. These students had their own 950-student school in the Khuza'a area of eastern Khan Yunis until several months ago, when the school became a part of what's now called the Yellow Area, controlled by the Israeli army. The temporary school's headmaster, who is a retired educational supervisor, determined to help open the temporary school on voluntary basis. He was able to acquire 5 tents from a local NGO and bring together 22 school teachers, the majority of them female. The staff teachers at this school work on their own and on a voluntary basis, as the school itself lacks basic or essential educational aids, with students sitting on the ground inside the tent classrooms. Aya Ouda is a displaced math teacher. She, along with her family, live out in a tent nearby after they fled the Tal el-Zaatar neighborhood in the northern Gaza Strip due to the war.
The challenges are big. The biggest challenge for me is getting an educational aid, as the school lacks any support. What I try to do to continue teaching is make use of whatever is available in the environment. Once I needed a board, and I could only bring a plastic sheet to write on during the class of my students.
Another staff teacher of English, Dina Abu Lahia, insists on continuing to teach the students even without getting paid up to now.
Actually, I want to improve myself. I want to have an experience. And I give the students all what I have. Education, experience in grammar, in vocabs. I want to teach them all I have. Actually, I love English very much, and I want the students to learn a lot of English, and I want them to love English very much.
For the time being, displaced students feel very comfortable receiving an education. Ghazal is a ninth grade student from eastern Khan Yunis city.
Before we were enrolled at the school, I used to fill water and help my mother, but now we spend some useful time at the school. Here, we interact with teachers. Actually, sitting on the floor is better than staying at home and doing nothing. At least we happen to get some good useful ideas.
The Son of Horizon Temporary School is one of tens of schools that have taken root across the Gaza Strip over the past several months. They are all recognized by the Gaza-based Education Ministry. Over the past couple of years of the Israeli war, the majority of schools in the Gaza Strip have been turned into shelter camps for displaced Palestinian households. According to the United Nations, 70% of the schools run by the UN aid agency, UNRWA, have been used as shelter camps, while the rest have been either completely or partially damaged due to hostilities in the coastal enclave. For Pacifica Radio, KPFA, I am Rami El-Mighari, in Gaza.